I don't think there's anything worse than losing a game you know you played your best in.
That one's going to get past everyone. Here comes Haley Mack again. Back up the ice, Mack, to Featherstone. Featherstone looks for a seam. She'll shoot that one right through the crease out in front of Baldwin. Over to the far side. A shot and a goal! Bree Jordy from the near side of the blue line. The Beavers go up 1-0. What a big play by Bree Jordy. For Bree, that's her first career goal. It couldn't have come at a better place, a better time. The Thief River Falls, Minnesota native, a sophomore blue liner. I don't know if they're going to say it was tipped in by anybody, but she certainly will get at least a part of that one.
A game you thought you outplayed your opponent.
Landy stops the puck out at neutral ice. Here comes Paige Beebe. Beebe with a chance, a shot, and a goal! Paige Beebe puts the Beavers into a tie. A 2-2 tie here before the end of the second period. 52 seconds left, and the freshman out of Blaine answers her former teammate, Emily Brown, who scored the second goal for the Gophers, and the Beavers have tied it up 2-2.
At some point, you know the tides have to turn. You keep begging that you'll get a bounce to go your way, or a call by the refs to go your way, or somebody to save you. The Bemidji State women's hockey team showed up Friday night in Minneapolis with their A game. They hit the ice with the energy to win. The Beavers came with the intensity to overpower the fifth-ranked Gophers. But for the third time this season against Minnesota, BSU lost a heartbreaker.
You know, great effort. All the things we talked about in terms of keys, I thought we did a really, really good job. First just, working hard and outworking, outcompeting was our goal. I thought we did a great job with our back pressure throughout the game. It's just unfortunate you're that close to getting at least a point. And that's the frustrating thing, because you never get any breaks here. You do not get breaks here at Minnesota, and we certainly didn't get it in that second period, but you got to overcome that. I was proud of the way we responded after they got the two goals to take the lead. We come back and tie it, and it's a 20-minute game, and we had great energy to begin with, great looks to begin that third period. And that's what I said. You look at the opportunities we had, that's what we got to flush this one and come back and be ready to go tomorrow.
Time to flush this overtime loss, forget about it, and look to the next game. That game comes today when our BSU Beavers look for 3 points in league play and for a weekend split.
Well, we played a really tough game, and ending it like that, I guess it puts a little fire under our feet for tomorrow to get us going, and we just got to play our game tomorrow.
It's the season series finale between Bemidji State and Minnesota, next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Somebody help me, please.